The president says his plan is working. Elisa Brady, Fox News. He's pointing to the new jobs report as more evidence, though not as many jobs created in March. Fox's Jared Halpern has more live in Washington.
The economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move, President Biden says, responding to a March Labor Department report showing 431,000 jobs added last month.
America are back to work, and that's good news for millions of families who have a little more breathing room.
It marks the 11th straight month of at least 400,000 jobs added by employers and brought down the unemployment rate slightly to 3.6%. That is the lowest level since the pandemic shuttered businesses 2 years ago. And while wages are also up, those raises are not keeping pace with inflation. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Ukrainian officials say Russia is breaking promises again on letting aid in or civilians out of the besieged city of Mariupol. This after Moscow pledged to allow a humanitarian corridor, but then ramped up attacks.
Just yesterday, when mass evacuations were set to take place in Mariupol, only 600 people made it out by private car. Russian troops stopped the 45 buses of civilians and confiscated 14 tons of humanitarian aid.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. Meantime, Russia accusing Ukraine of sending helicopter gunships into Russia to blow up an oil depot. Ukraine and the West say Russia staged that attack itself as a false flag operation. Peace talks continue, though, with Ukraine and Russia holding another round today, this time by video link. A defense attorney says FBI agents and an informant led a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor, not a hapless man living in the basement of a vacuum shop. His closing argument for Adam Fox, one of four men charged in federal court. Closing arguments continue. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It's not clear yet what the U.S. Senate will do with a bill passed by the House to cap the cost of a life-saving drug.
The Affordable Insulin Now Act would force any group insurance health plan to cap the cost of monthly insulin at $35. Minnesota Rep. Democrat Angie Craig sponsored the bill.
Prescription drug companies who are selling insulin today really are robbing the American people.
Though Republicans like Washington Rep. Kathy McMorris Rogers argue it's a gimmick for Democrats.
This bill does not bring down the cost. It only shifts the cost.
That the House bill would not help other drug costs or the uninsured. It also comes after the Biden administration repealed a 2019 Trump-era regulation to ensure a lower cost of insulin at federally funded health centers.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The U.S. slapping sanctions on five North Korean entities today in response to two ballistic missile tests conducted in February and March. Those sanctions authorized under an existing executive order targeting producers and supporters of weapons of mass destruction. Mass confusion after the popular online game Wordle had two correct answers.
Puzzle players taking to social media with one person tweeting about Wordle 284, writing, "My husband and I solved completely different words and both were correct. I thought the whole point of the game was that the answer key was universal." The correct answers were the words stove and Harry, with Harry spelled H-A-R-R-Y. The New York Times, which owns Wordle, confirming to Mashable it changed the answer to the puzzle, explaining they are, quote, reviewing the solutions and removing obscure or potentially insensitive words, later citing Harry, which means to harass, as an obscure word. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
April off to a lower start on Wall Street. The Dow's down 58 points. Oil prices falling under $100 a barrel. Elisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.